Q4 FY25 earnings call of Canara Bank. With us today, we have Mr. Satyanarayan Raju, MD and CEO, sir. Mr. Debashish Mukherjee, Executive Director. Mr. Hardeep Singh Ahluwalia, Executive Director. And Mr. S.K. Majumdar, Executive Director. We will start the call with the opening remarks from the MD, sir, post which we'll shift to the Q&A session. MD, sir, over to you.
Good evening to all of you, sir. Thank you once again for attending this investors meet, analyst meet, sir. I'm here to share some snapshots or the performance highlights of the entire financial year as well as the fourth quarter to all of you. Along with me, my senior colleagues, Debashish Mukherjee, sir, is here. Hardeep Singh Ahluwalia is there. And Majumdar is there. And all our top brass, top management is sitting here. Once I give my highlights, you are free to ask any of the clarifications. We are here to clarify that, sir. Our global business has grown at 11.32% and stood at 25.30 lakh crore, as against our guidance of 10%. The first time the bank has crossed 25 trillion, and last 2 years, we garnered the business of more than 5 trillion. Our global deposit has grown at 11.01%, stood at 14.56 lakh crore, as against our guidance of 9%. Our global advances have grown at 11.74%, stood at the 10.73 lakh crore, as against the guidance of 10%. Our operating profit grown at 12.14% year-on-year and stood at 8,284 crores. The first time we have crossed a quarterly operating profit above 8,000. Our net profit has crossed 5,000 crores with a growth rate of year-on-year, it's 33.19%. And first time in the history of the Canara Bank, a quarterly net profit has crossed 5,000. Our PCR has improved to 92.70%. With a year-on-year improvement of 360 basis points. It's the highest in the history of the Canara Bank that in 1 year, the PCR has increased that much. Our gross NPA has reduced considerably and stood at 2.94% as against our commitment of our guidance of 3.5% and year-on-year decline of 129 basis points. Our net NPA stood at 0.70%. As against the guidance of 1.10 with a year-on-year and decline of 57 basis points. With all these bottom line growth, steady growth and the top line growth, I'm very happy to share with all the investors and the analysts that our board has recommended for a dividend of 200% with a paid up capital as against the last year 161%. That is a 4 rupee for every 2 rupee share face value of that. One thing I want to clarify to you is we have tremendous improvement we have could show in the asset quality, both in the PCR as well as gross NPA and net NPA by recovery as well as controlling the slippages, but without compromising the top line growth and the bottom line growth. So that's what actually the best point of this year, what way performance we can say that. This all is possible because our RAM credit has grown at 13.23%, stood at 6.10 lakh. Our retail credit has grown at 2.23 lakh and with a year-on-year growth rate of 42.80. The 42.80, you may feel that it is an outlier, but the reason already last 2 times I shared with you, but once again at the cost of repetition, I will share it with you. So last 1 year, for last year, 1st April onwards, we stopped lending to agriculture purpose in the metropolitan, but to meet the requirement of metropolitan borrowers who wants to borrow against the gold, we introduced a loan against gold, secured loan against the consumption purpose. That has actually attracted by the many people. That is the reason actually they say earlier we have 16,000 crores agriculture loans in the metropolitan. That entire thing has been shifted to, it's not that as it is shifted. Some of those loans have been closed, some of those loans have been renewed and all. But so that's here the agriculture, that to the extent of 16,000 crores, there was a dent was there in the agriculture gold loans. But that has been benefited in the retail credit. So our housing loan growth is at 13.57% and stood at 1,06,000 crores. Our vehicle loan is almost growing at 20%. That's at stood at 20,637 crores. Our earning per share is at 18.77 rupee for each 2 rupee face value share, with a 16.98% growth. And our fee-based income, the bottom line, growth is mainly helped by the recoveries in the technical return of accounts, as well as the fee-based income growth year on year. It is a 20.30%, stood at the 2,335 crores. Our slippage ratio, we could well maintain well less than the 1%, as against the given guidance of 1.10. But we could maintain at 0.90. Previous quarter, it was 0.96. It is further down to the 0.90 with an improvement of 38 basis points. These are all the few highlights. I could share it with you. I'm sure that by this time, you all might have gone through that, our presentation. Now you are all welcome for asking any clarifications or questions, sir. We are all here to clarify to you. So over to you, sir.
Thank you, Abhi, sir. Whoever wishes to ask a question, please raise your hands and limit your questions to 2 per participant. We have our first question from the line of Mr. Ashok Ajmera. So please unmute yourself and go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir. Raju Sitar is the entire team of Canara Bank. And
good evening, Ashok.
Again, compliments to you, sir, for fantastic results, especially on the, if you see straight away the bottom line of the quarter. It has gone from 4,100 crore to 5,002 crore, which is very, very important. Otherwise, there are headlines, the profit has gone down by 10% or 5%. So this is some very, very positive, this thing, in spite of all the provisioning and everything. Having said that, sir, this profit has been on the back of certain changes in the RBI norms, also in the mainly in the SRs issued by the NARCL, which is the 100% government guaranteed SRs. And because of that, there is some provision reversal and there are some gain. So, sir, I would like to just understand the entire mathematics of these two, three items which are together. One is that excess provision reverse in P&L is 1,463 crores on the sale of stress loan. Then excess provision reversal of 1,724 crore for NARCL, the SRs revaluation based on the fair market price, and also the unaccounted gain of 97 crore, which has also been taken in P&L. So, and net, the net provision overall is 1,831 crore. So, Can somebody unfold this entire how this figure has finally come of?
I'll ask our executive director.
The provision on NPA account is also much higher, or 2,847 crore in this quarter.
So that's why you can see
all these three, four different figures. Yes, sir.
Sir, Ashokji, that's why you can see that you can really, the overall, whatever the benefit we got through that SRs reversal, provisioning reversal and all, we could use it for strengthening our provision coverage ratio, PCR. In last quarter, it is a 91.29 something is there. Now this quarter, it is 92.70, almost 150 basis points increased in our provision coverage ratio. That is why that you are showing that the higher provisioning in the NPA accounts. It is not mandatory, but we want to strengthen that our balance sheet. We want to strengthen that our PCR to make it at par with other peer banks, because you know that the historically we were a little behind that in the PCR. We don't want to continue like that. We want to take that benefit, whatever it is there in that. That is the major accounting policy, that we have used them for strengthening our PCR. Further, of course, down to down, line to line, apple to apple, if you want any clarifications, our executive director Mazumdar is there. He will clarify to you, sir.
Sir, your basic
Yes,
question
sir.
is how much of that profit is due to change in the norm, that SR reversal provision, isn't it? Sir, our total SR was around 1700 crore, of which till December there was a provision of 1100 crore. The rest 600 crore, there was a no question of reversal, which we need not have to do for the March quarter. That 1100 crore is actually that reversal happened. And out of that 1100 crore, 500 crore has gone into what you see as part of the profit. Another 600 crore, we have made a provision, as sir explained, for non-performing assets, just to improve our provision coverage ratio. You will also agree that when you compare our bank with my peers, all of them are today having a provision coverage of 95% or above 95%.
Yes.
So we also want to be in that space. It is because once you cross that 95% PCR, you can do nothing worries you. Any sort of dents, you are no longer worried. So we want to go to that space. We want to improve the PCR strongly. And to answer your question, that has gone, 600 crore has gone into that. An extra provision of 500 crore has gone into profit, and 600 crore is gone in providing for this extra provision, which has improved the provision coverage ratio to a considerable extent. And sir, you will see that now, sir, the major thing, I think you will be impressed if you see the key data, that our provision coverage ratio excluding TWO has crossed 76. It is 76.6. It is almost 77, which is the real strength of the bank. And it will go, and we are almost in line with my peers, formidable peers. So I hope, and this is how you have got also, we could declare 200% dividend. Having said that, this, as you know, that this amount is from out of SR addition, as per the guideline, cannot be used for dividend payment. So whatever 500 crore I have added in profit could not be used for dividend payment. So, and this, this also needs to be deducted from capital, CET1. So we have also, it has not that I could take, this has also had to be, that 1700 crore had to be reduced from CET1. So you want to find out what is the strength of the bank without this non-core income. And I am sure you must have seen and glad to know that even without this non-core income, our CET1 today is 12.03, which is a formidable strength for this bank.
No, sir, thank you very much, sir, for such an elaborate answer. And especially, you know, what we wanted to know, that continuous basis, you know, how much profit is unusual and this thing. So you have very well clarified that only 500 crore has finally gone on account of this SR provision reversal in the P&L, which may not accrue to you quarter after quarter.
Sir, I could not take it to capital also. That you must remember.
And definitely, sir, as far as the core strength and the complements are concerned for the business, you have crossed for the first time, I think, 25 lakh crore business. So definitely, a lot of good things have happened in the bank, especially in the whole year and this quarter particularly. Another data point, sir, was on PSLC commission profit. I mean, the commission income. So in the whole year, you have earned about 1,546 crore. And in this quarter, you have made 130 crore. Now, going forward, whether this can be taken as a normal income coming regularly to the bank, or we may say that it may or may not agro in future?
No, sir. Actually, this PSLC, how it comes, it's a demand and supply. Because that now we used to, last year we have sold almost 86,000 crores in the form of a PSLC. But the last year supply also is comparatively high because of the gold loans under agriculture and all. Because of latest RBI regulations and all, there may be a reduction in the availability of the priority sector loans in the market. So even that may impact the Canara Bank also for amount to which we can sell, but not the income. Because when the supply is more, your demand will be less. The available commission will be less. That we will get last first quarter, we used to get 1.75 to only 1.8 or 1.9. But that the tendency has reversed at the end of the fag end of the quarter. For one quarter, we got almost 2% commission. Generally, that is against 0.4-0.5%. And the first quarter, this quarter, I have seen rates are already touching 3%. So maybe my quantum may reduce in the selling in the market from 80,000 to it may be a 40,000 or 50,000. But my income may not be reduced because the demand will be very high and the commission will be very high.
Yes, sir, this point. Sir, one question is on the investment book. Because of the change norms. Hello.
Find the queue. We'll take a question from the line of Ms. Maruf. Ma'am, please go ahead with the question.
Hello. Hello. Good evening. So, I had a couple of questions. My first question is on recovery in written-off accounts in the PNL, right? So, that is a very strong income item this quarter. It's been strong for the last few quarters, but this quarter, it's actually a bit higher than SBI's as well, you know, whereas SBI also has a large OCA pool. So, what is your total write-off pool? And what is the visibility on this? Because now we've even crossed SBI's, right? And it's on the higher side. So that's my first question. And I have other two. So in the interest income breakdown, interest on loans, interest on investments, and other interest income, there is a sharp jump over Q3 of FY23, right? So it has increased by around 300 crore. So, is there a one-off tax refund? What explains that sharp jump? And my third thing is, if you could explain how the retail gold, how the agri gold loans were converted to retail gold loans. Yeah.
Okay, madam. First, recovery in written-off accounts, madam. Recovery in written-off accounts, every year we are telling that on an average 4,000 to 5,000, we can easily recover that. With whatever the we have book of almost 70,000 crores as on date also. So when we have 70,000 crores, so we are nothing to do compare with the other peer bank or anybody because we have potential to recover. Our systems are very strong. Some centralized processing is there. Special schemes are there in those written off accounts pay. It will continue to do that. Last year, if you see the total 5,963, we could recover. This time, almost 1,000 crores more we could recover. Last time, when we recovered 5,963, you people have asked, so it may not be possible in the next year because is it this much you are recovered. But we have shown that we can recover better than that. So simultaneously, you should agree that when you have in the balance sheet pay 100% provisioning, we are also doing the return off to clean the balance sheet. That will be added to my kitty and that will be available for recovery in the forthcoming quarters. So for my, the whatever the base is there, that 70,000 crores, it is not coming down. Maybe the composition is changing, but the base is available to us. So we are sure that this year also we will continue to perform at the same level in the return of accounts. And I don't see any reduction in that recovery in the return of accounts. The second one is interest income.
Was there any one-off this quarter?
Pardon, madam? No, madam. There is no one-off. It is actually comes from small accounts. Many things are there. We have actually set up of a corporate as well as non-corporate. We get equal amounts in that. Targets will be given like that only. It is through OTS systems, through collections. It's not a one-time allotment. Anything is there, madam. And the second one is interest income. You asked me that interest income increase. If you first, before telling the interest income, one thing I have to tell you that our cost of deposits and funds, you should look at that, that the entire year we could manage with only from June 2024 to March 2025. So both in that, it's a hardly 4 basis points in the cost of deposits and the 3 basis points in the cost of funds. That we could manage in the cost. When you can manage in the cost, it will help in the your yield and advances simultaneously or interest income pay. Net interest income. Total in interest income pay jump kya hai. This quarter also we got, second quarter we got very good interest on NPA recovery. And third quarter it has come down a little slightly, 100 or 200. But again this quarter we got more than 700 crores in the interest on NPA. So that also is helping in that. So when our collections are very good, it will be helped in that. Pardon madam?
So the other interest means interest on loans is
other interest is nothing but that's what matter. Other interest is nothing but when you have a surplus or the available liquidity funds in your system, that's to liquidity you will lend in the overnight call money markets. That will be used in the, that is the actually income. Depending on your liquidity, depending on the demand, you do that. So that is quarterly, it may be a little bit changes will be there. Sometimes if the supply is less, we get more benefit. If supply is more, we may get little less. But it's a part of the regular business. There is no one time on that.
Got it, sir. Got it.
And third one, you spoke about agriculture gold loans. Agriculture gold loans have come down from last year to this year. And now the actually the agriculture gold loans have now come down to around 1,30,000 crores, madam. Out of these, 246, the agriculture total, 247. 132, 133 is agriculture gold loan. Earlier it used to be almost 153, 154. Now it has come down almost 132, 133. Because in metropolitan we stopped lending that. But we have not lost the business in the gold loan. The gold loan portfolio has increased, grown almost near to the 20%. We have grown from 153 to 181, 1,81,000 crores. So the overall growth has not come down, but it is a little bit shifting from agriculture purposes to the RAM credit, the retail credit, because we have come out with a new product. That product is compensating that whatever we lost in the agriculture gold.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
We have a next question from the line of Mr. Kunal Shah.
Am I audible?
Tell me, sir.
Yeah. So first question, maybe in terms of, again, sorry, touching upon the notes to accounts, which is there. There it still mentions that the excess provisioning reversal has been almost 1700 crores on account of this maybe the government guaranteed SR. But you said like it's only like 1100 odd crores. So not able to get that number. Like in notes to accounts, it clearly says that it has reversed excess provisioning of 1700 crores to P&L.
Exactly. It is 1700 crore including March, but March provision was to be made. So when I reverse the SR quantum, then the requirement is 1700 crore because I am doing it in April. But 600 was not booked till December. So I need not have to make that 600 provision. So 1100 plus 600 becomes 1700. 1100 provision was already made, which is reversed. Okay.
And when you look at it in terms of the notes to accounts on 12.5, again, the excess.
No, your voice, we are unable to hear. Please be louder.
No, I'm saying again, when you refer to 12.5. Hello? Is it better?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I was saying when you refer to notes to accounts 12.5, again it says that there is excess provisioning reversal of on account of sale of stressed loans. So this is the subset of government guaranteed SR, or this is different?
No, this has got this has got not government SR. this is something in the normal course, the sale that happens to ARC, this whatever, that those provisions gets reversed, no?
Yeah, so this is, how much would be for this quarter? For 4Q, this is for full year?
This is for the full year, full year.
So how much is for
4Q? This is SR plus other than that. That is the total figure.
Yeah, no, I was saying how much is fourth quarter?
It is fourth quarter only, na? It is from that you deduct the SR part. The rest is for others.
Okay. I'll just take that offline. And maybe secondly, when you look at it on the slippages, so slippages have increased on a quarter-on-quarter basis. If you can just highlight in terms of the segments, is it largely MSME and Agri which is leading to this kind of a sequential increase? No doubt on a year-on-year basis, it is still down. But quarter-on-quarter basis, there is some rise over there. So which segments are leading to it?
No, it is only the three sectors. That is MSME, it is 1,250. The agriculture is 750. The retail is 650. We have seen that only the earlier MSME was used to slip around 1,000 crores. So that has gone to the 1,250. Only that much difference is there. Not much more than that.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. Thank you.
We have a next question from the line of Mr. We have a next question from the line of Sedan Engineer.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Congrats on the good set of numbers.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, sir. So, just firstly on gold loan, sir, you said ki with the new guidelines, ability to sell PSLC will be less this year. Can you just broadly elaborate what you meant by that? Like, how does this impact our business overall?
No, actually, the business, overall business, it will not impact, but there will be some reclassification. The reclassification may happen in the agriculture, when we have seen that in our priority sector, may agriculture, including the agriculture gold loans, that is a core agriculture and the gold loans against for agriculture purpose. But core agriculture is growing at a double-digit growth, more than 10.5%. That's continuing its growth. But the agriculture gold loans, gradually we ourselves is coming out instead of waiting for the final guidelines from the RBI. That steps we have taken last year, previous year we have taken, we have stopped lending against the interest subvention. Then thereafterwards, last year we stopped lending to in the metropolitan cities, agriculture purposes. But these are all the actually activities now shifted some of those agriculture gold loans from this to agriculture to retail. But in the industry, some concerns, some areas, some banks, when their inspections are happened, the regulatory concerns of that up to 2 lakhs of agriculture loans and gold taking again as a pledge, maybe some concerns may come in the when it comes for that final guidelines. So that also may cause to reduce in the classifying these gold loans under the agriculture. So only classification purposes go, the agriculture loans may available for the selling in the PSLC, in the market itself may come down. When the market itself come down, but the demand will be automatically increases from every corner, your income will continue to be earning on the same level. Only there's a nomenclature changes from agriculture to retail. So overall business will not impact anything. That's what actually I want to clarify to you.
But sir, it will also impact us, right? Because the agri gold loan will get Canara Bank, because the agri gold loan now will not be PSL compliant if it is below 2 lakhs.
That's what I'm telling, sir. Actually, our 40% requirement priority sector. Our achievement is 56%. You have a 16%. When you have 16% with us and all other banks also having some surplus, the demand is less. The commission offered on that PSLC used to range from first quarter may 1.5 to 1.75, in the last quarter may 0.4 to 0.5. But since the available, because of this reclassification, it's not that the reclassification impacts only the bank, Canara Bank, it impacts all the banks. So supply also will, even RRBs also will be impacted. So supply itself will come down. But it's not that we will be coming below 40%. From 56%, we may come to 50% or 51%. But still we have cushion of 10 to 11% to sell in the PSLC. But it gives an opportunity to sell at a higher commission.
Cost, yeah.
So already in the 1st April itself, I have seen that the commission is touching almost 3%. In the last quarter, we sold more than 2%. Generally, that's the last quarter the commission used to be get, we get at only 0.4%, but we got 2%. So the demand increases, that's naturally we expect a more higher commission when the demand is more.
Understood, sir. So, and also just on retail loans, we've overall book is up 42% YOY. Now, the main driver here will be gold loans, is it, sir? Because housing is up 13, see, vehicle 19.
Actually, what normal, normal retail is growing at 14 to 15% other than gold, housing, vehicle and all.
Okay.
But the gold loan portfolio, new product we have launched in the for metropolitan cities and all, that is helping that portfolio to grow at 42%.
It's so how big is our gold is, retail gold?
Other than gold is growing at 14 to 15%, with gold it is 42%.
Okay, so how big is the retail gold book? Around 50,000 crores, is around, isn't it?
Now, sir, now it is a total 2,23,000 retail growth. Hai na, sir? Isme se 48,000 is gold loan book.
Understood. And so just last question on bulk deposits. What is the cost of bulk deposits today? How has it moved in the last 1 month?
Now, bulk deposits, the demand has come down. The market rates also has come down drastically. And we also reduced our retail deposit. Interest rate on the deposits have reduced drastically, but this we have seen only in the bulk deposits. Still, we are not seen much reduction in the retail term deposits. Unless otherwise, interest on retail term deposits comes down, it may not get benefit in the cost of funds.
Yeah. No, but abhi kitna hoga, sir? Like 6%, 6.5%. The rate?
No.
Because you all have a 4 lakh.
Even now also it is ranging around 7%.
It depends on the tenure
also. See, you can't generalize it. So 46 days, 90 days, 6 months, 3 months, 1 year. It varies for that. But overall it is, I think it's around, if it is 1 year, it is around 7.10. That's the percentage it is.
Understood, sir. Okay, this is it from my end. Thank you. Wish you all the best.
Thank you, sir.
We have a next question from the line of Mr. Jay.
Hello. Yeah, good evening, sir. Sir, a few questions. First, sir, out of this, just on agri gold and retail gold, just to reconfirm the number, so out of 2.46 lakh crore of agri portfolio, the agri gold is 1.3 lakh crore, right? The number?
Yes, sir.
And retail gold is 48,000 crore.
Yes, sir.
Right. And sir, this number, how much was this last year, FY24, retail gold and agri gold?
Retail gold was hardly, it is a 1,000 to 2,000, sir. Now okay. It is increased to 48,000. But the agriculture gold was 153, it has come down to 133.
Okay. Right. So, sir, and what is the yield on this retail gold, broad range?
It's above 9%, sir.
Okay. So, sir, this growth in this retail gold is also helping the yields, right? That is a fair assumption, right?
Definitely, sir.
Right. And sir, how do you, the growth has been phenomenal, right? And you said that part of this was because you had a portfolio which was earmarked as agri. So from 48,000 crore, how big can this be? Or you think that whatever shift has to happen has already happened in this in retail gold?
So from metropolitan book, yes, it is shifted already completely.
Okay.
Hai na, sir? Now, this year we may take little more our actions in line with the regulator. That is, we may stop funding up to 2 lakhs on the agriculture purpose by taking the gold. So that also may push another 20,000 crores to retail. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah. Sir, I was saying that this 48,000 crore can move up to 70,000 crore by FY26 end. Is that the range, broad range?
We can expect that's in the retail pay, sir.
Right. And sir, what is the yield in agri gold?
See, it is around 8.7, 8.6, okay. That will be like that. But this is a 9.10, 9.15.
Right. So maybe 30, 40 basis point yield differential, not material.
It will help for us, sir.
Okay, sure. And secondly, sir, if you can also highlight what is your loan mix by benchmark, EBLR, MCLR, and this gold.
That is 44%, sir. MCLR is 45%.
Okay, 44 is EBLR.
EBLR, sir.
And gold loan, sir, would that be fixed or still floating?
No, sir, it is an MCLR linked, sir.
Okay. So, sir, your EBLR resetting, if the RBI decides to cut repo rate on, let's say, in Feb 4th, you would have passed on almost immediately, right? 1-2 days difference.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. In both the times, we have passed it on within 3 days or 3-4 days.
Right. So, sir, now when RBI is yet to complete, I mean, yet to cut, let's say, broad consensus around 50 basis point, your 44% of the EBLR will see immediate repricing. Your cost of deposit will remain more or less flattish or may come down by 5, 10, 20 basis point. How is it that your margin will held up? I mean, you have said that margin will decline more or less by 5 basis point only. So what is
so
the
if
offset?
If you see that, if you see that sequentially from December and the March, our NIM is improved 3 basis points.
Right.
The rate of interest, though already one time we have reduced that in the February itself, that repo rate. This is only because of our effective operations of retail deposits and bulk deposits. In the March quarter, on January 26th, yes, we have taken a call to focus more on the retail deposits and CASA. We have given a call that each staff has to mobilize 10 lakh deposits, which is actually the tremendous response has come from our 82,000 staff members. There we have expected that we may garner around 8,000 crores, but we could garner 17,000 crores. That 17,000 crores at retail deposits and CASA is helping.
I'll request everybody else to mute the mic, please. Others who are not talking.
So this 17,000 crores has helped us in improving that 3 basis points in the NIM there. Like that, we want to continue. And already bulk deposits, this year it has come down already. April 1st onwards, we have seen that softening in the rates on the bulk deposits. That also will help us in maintaining that. Maybe first quarter and second quarter, some stress may be there. But I am sure that in the third quarter and fourth quarter, we can regain it. And we will be there at 2.75 to 2.80. See, already 2.73 is there in the current March quarter, where you have find that the deposit rates have gone to the peak. Now, deposit rates also started softening it. When such conditions were, we are confident that overall cumulative, it can be maintained at 2.75 to 2.8.
Thank you, sir. We have a next question from the line of Kunj Khanna.
Hello.
We have a next question from the line of Mr. Praful Agarwal. Praful Agarwal. We have a next question from Om. We have a next question from the line of Mr. Janardan. Mr. Bhavik.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Hi. Yes, you are audible, sir.
So thanks for the opportunity, sir. So three questions. So first, as in our SAR rate would be at 2.9% versus the peers at 2.7-2.75 savings account rate. So do we plan to
buy? Repeat the first question.
Sir, our savings account rate would be 2.9% versus peers at 2.7-2.75. Do we plan to cut our savings account rate?
See, the decision we are yet to take, we are not focused on that. Actually, our rate of interest at 2.90 at this moment. So we have a cushion to reduce up to match with that other banks at 20 basis points. We are yet to take a call on that because we are not focused. Once this results and all is over, the ALCO committee, next ALCO committee, the discussion will happen and we'll take a call on that.
Okay. But sir, as in you would be open to do it, right?
But at the same time, we may take some benefit to the customer also. It's not that we want to take benefit from the customer. We want to give it back to the customer also. That maybe it's too early to comment on that. We may waive the minimum balance charges completely. Something we will be there. It is not that we want to take something from the customer.
Understood, sir. And sir, as in, how should we think about your credit cost? As in last few years, PCR improved meaningfully. Incrementally, as in, we don't need to improve PCR a lot. So why still guidance of 90 basis point? Can we
suppress our credit cost? The reason is still we are at 92. No, still our PCR is at 92.70. Last time also several times I shared with you that our target is our PCR should be above 95%. So that any shocks, anything is, we will be easily absorbing that. It's a complete, it will be insured. That is the purpose. Actually, we want to ensure that our PCR should touch either 95% or cross the 95%. That's the approach we have taken 2 years back also. We have shown that in the current year, 1 year itself, we have increased 360 basis points. There we want to touch that till we touch the 95%, we want to keep additional provisioning in the NPA accounts. That additional provisioning, whatever we are doing it, that is turning into a credit cost. Otherwise, in practical purposes, in real purposes, the credit cost will be much, much lower. But in a future-ready balance sheet, we want to strengthen that balance sheet. We want to strengthen our PCR. That's why we are providing more provisions on the NPAs.
Understood, sir. And sir, what would be your average LCR as on date, liquidity coverage ratio?
See, average LCR is almost 139-140% is there.
Understood, sir. Sir, thank you so much, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you, dear.
So we have our next question from the line of Mr. Anand Dama. Please unmute yourself.
Thank you. So my first question is on your SME slippages during the current quarter. Do you see more NPAs flowing from there? Because if you look at your SMA book also has gone up, particularly the SMA 0. Is it more because of the the mid-corporate segment to some extent slipping through?
No, sir. Let me clarify to you that actually SMA, if you see that to overall, if you year on year, if quarter on quarter, if you see, there is a reduction. That's because of that RINL has gone out of this. But still, earlier also I shared with you that three more accounts are there, two government accounts from one state. Our Bengaluru, one corporate account. These three accounts are coming, they are continuing in the SMA. So those two together itself is 7,000 crores. These three accounts together. If you remove that, it is hardly any 3,000.
But then if you look at this quarter, you had higher SME slippages. So that is not part of
sir,
the SMA
again,
book at all,
I'm
right?
I am telling you, this quarter, you should not see that the quarter on quarter, sir. I don't agree with you. So always March quarter, you should compare with the previous year March quarter because it's 100% auditing will happen. It's not okay. The system, whatever the system driven is there, only that NPS will be looked into that. Sometimes on technical grounds also, some of the auditors would like to classify some accounts as an NPA, maybe a small accounts. Such things will happen and the respective authorities will agree for slippages and all. Otherwise, actual slippages were 2,200. Then during the branch audit and all, some 400 crores have been added. That's why it has come to 2,700 crores. It's a, sequentially, if you see that it's a 2,500 to 2,700, it's a 200 to 250 crores more, you can see that. But mostly it has happened only in the MSME sector. Generally, quarter on quarter, every quarter, our MSME slippages are 1,000 crores. But this quarter, because of some auditors, technical grounds, if they classify that in the through MOCs, another 250 crores is there. Our MSME slippage is now this quarter, it's a 1,250 crores, sir.
So it's mainly because of technical, not underlying stress in the SMA pool?
No.
That's
no,
a
no,
conclusion,
no,
right?
Nothing.
That's yeah. So one more question was on your PLI
again,
incentive.
My request to you is March always compare with the previous March, not sequentially.
Sure, sir. And sir, how much is our PLI incentive that we have provided during the quarter?
Almost to 250 crores we have provided, sir.
Okay. Great, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, dear.
We have our next question from the line of Apurva Deshmukh. Please unmute yourself. We have our next question from the line of Mr. Ahiles.
Hi, sir. Can you hear me?
Hi. I can hear you, sir.
Yeah, so good evening. So just one question, if you can provide a certain guidance on your overall advances growth and the return on assets. I mean, your targets going further, you know, for financial year 26.
Yes, advances growth, already we are given a guidance of 10 to 11%. Our return on average assets also, we are given a guidance of 1.05. Generally, you are aware that we give conservatively and we will try to surpass that what we have given.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
We have our next question from the line of Mr. Ashlesh. So please unmute yourself.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Sir, first Hi. Question is on a disclosure on slide number 16, where you have shared the non-interest income recovery. This amount is about 2,471 crores. That is one disclosure. Then on slide number 28, you have given another number, which is 3049 crores, which is recoveries in return of account. Let me say that
in the return of accounts, when you recover the amount, something will go to the book balance, something will go to the interest amount. This is the difference. Actually, when you shown that 3000 odd is a total together, both towards the book balance and the both the interest. But when you see into the other side, only the reduction of the NPA, when you see that, there we have taken only book balance.
You mentioned another amount of about 700 crores earlier in the call, which was interest from NPA recoveries.
That will be reflecting in other interest income, interest on advances. That is okay. Adding to
so
my
the
NII.
Between, okay, so both these items go into NII then?
No, both will not go. One will go to that NII interest portion. The other portion will come to that other income. Principal portion will go into the other income.
Okay, sorry. Sorry to repeat this one. The difference in the slide numbers, 2,471 on slide 16 and 3,049, that's about 600 crores difference.
That's what I'm telling, sir. Whatever the interest on recovery, interest on NPA accounts will be bifurcated in two. One is interest on actual NPA accounts. One is interest on return of NPA, TWO. So that's where when we reflect return of accounts, we will not take the interest on NPA accounts. we will show only the interest on written off accounts and plus the recovery towards the written off accounts balance. These two together only we reflect that. That's why you are thinking that the difference
and
is
both there. These items go into interest income. Both these items go into interest income.
I am telling you, interest on written off accounts and interest on NPA accounts, both will go to the interest on advances. But interest the recovery towards the written off accounts book balance will go to the other income.
Sir, secondly, can you just share the size of your personal loans book and the credit card book?
Credit card? Only personal yeah. loan book, we don't have actually the problem. We have around 18,000 to 19,000 crores is there. Out of that, 6,000 to 7,000 crores is unsecured educational loan. The remaining 13,000 crores is loans to salaried class and the pensioners who draw their salaries and pensions towards through Canara Bank only. We don't give the personal loans to non-customers or the customers who are not salaried class and who are not drawing the salary through our bank. That's why we don't have any apprehension on that. And our credit card is only 1100 to 1200. That is the outstanding.
And what would be the NPL ratio in the PL as of now?
PL or NPL ratio is even less than 1%, sir. 0.49 or 0.50, it is there.
Okay, perfect, sir.
We have our next question from the line of Mr. Kunj Khanna. Mr. Kunj, please unmute yourself. We have our next question from the line of Mr. Ashok Ajmera.
Boliye Ashok ji.
For giving the opportunity again, though the lot of questions have been asked and the answers were given, so many things have already been clarified. But sir, I just would like to know a little color on the our total overall investment book. And now with the change valuation norms, it is becoming difficult to get the more of the investment income from the investment into the and directly in the P&L account, other than the what goes into the interest income. Having said that, you know, for the as per the gain which have gone to the reserve, 1,748 crore has gone to general reserve, and AFS gain of 404 crore also has gone to AFS reserve and not in P&L. So I just wanted to have one small data point. Had it been a gain which would have gone to P&L, for this quarter, how much out of this gain is belonging to this quarter gain, which has gone to the general reserve and which has gone to AFS reserve?
Sir, that says...
Then we have to send him separately.
Sir, that 1700 crore, what you said, has happened in the beginning of the year. That yeah, when it was shifted, that yes. is on 1st April, that is yeah. in first quarter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And this yes, 400 also has happened during the course of the year.
So exactly. we can provide you that figure also.
But that's not a
want.
Very big figure, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, bifurcation, sir, you can send it to
that 400.
Okay, sir. Now coming to the analysis, like on the treasury front, with these two rate cuts are expected, I think 50 basis point or maybe even more. Going forward, can you give some color from the treasury gain, which are going to be a very handsome gain, as everybody is predicting? So on that, the trading gain, I mean, any kind of gain or profit which will come to P&L from our treasury book, what is the estimates or can you give some idea
you
on
see.
That?
No, last March, this it was around 3610. We can have an estimate of somewhere around 4,000 crore for these type of trading gains.
Okay, because you have a very, your AFS book is also 56,000 crore and HTM also 3,01,000 crore. and must be having a very frequent trading gains also. So altogether, you are expecting a gain of about 4,000 crore in the FY26, sir.
Yeah. FY25-26, we are estimating that, of course. It depends on many factors, as you are all aware.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Our conservative estimate is that only.
Sir, the estimate, what you said, is this is expected to be better, but as you know, HTM now, I cannot trade freely.
We are restricted to 4,000 only.
That is, and we can shift, we cannot shift. Only once in a year we can shift.
4,000.
That is the only shifting that we can do. And the rest is 5%. So that free trade, that immediate, what you are telling in the past, that bond rate falling means there is a change, we can trade. That is no longer there. But having said that, there definitely will be an increase in the AFS portfolio, which we expected to gain, and we are building our books accordingly. Given the volatility that happens and it is still there, it is difficult what you want to hear, that quantification is a problem. We don't want to quantify. What we want to say, what we have achieved last year, there is definitely will be an upside to that.
No, sir, point well taken, sir. Sir, one data point only. Our investment has a small investment of 1,577 crores.
We have a next question from the line of Mr. Sushil Chaudhary. So please answer
the question. Sir, congratulations on a very good number. And good luck for
the year. Shobhi sir.
Sir, ek pehla sawal, how would we stabilize CASA on a upper trajectory from the aspiration what we have?
Sir, first you hope you will see from the December quarter on quarter, there is an appreciation is there in the CASA.
The
CASA, when you compare to March and this, the March 24, it is 32.29 is there. Now it is 31.17 or something is there. 1 basis point, that is 100 basis point we might have lost. That is not lost, that actually the growth momentum, what is there in the total business or the term deposits is more than 10%. But the CASA, that is the same thing, the 10% growth is not happening. But you definitely, I'm sure that you will agree with that, we are not lost as the other peer banks have lost that much. Almost every bank has lost 300 to 400 basis points in the CASA. But we have not lost that. Actually, we are able to maintain the above 30% with all our initiatives, whether it's a products or processes. We are the first bank. We introduce N number of aiming the life cycle of individual. We have created a new products. These products are giving us a lot of comfort to that. We continue to work on that CASA. Even today, or the next financial year, I can openly say that for us, the most priority is CASA. We'll keep continuing that. But in the given circumstances, growing in the CASA at the rate with the other market parameters are growing, definitely it's a difficult task, sir. The reason behind is the payment systems are matured, people are matured, everybody is using the technology, and the most of the transactions are happening on the mobile app. Under such circumstances, they can do banking 24 hours on 365 days. I don't think that the people will keep in the savings or the current deposits too much amounts beyond their minimum requirement. Under such circumstances, you can only attract from other bank customers with innovative products and all. That's what we are doing. And nurturing of existing customers also, we have come out with one new innovative product. That is also Canara Crutch, the product that is also is giving some good results. These are all the efforts we continue. And in addition to that, last 2 years, we have opened almost 500 new branches. This year also, we are opening 250 more branches. These
750 branches we are targeted, we have opened, whatever the opened and what are going to open, these branches we are locating by using the market trends and the AI and the machine learning tools we are using, especially data analytics we are using effectively. We are pin code wise, we have the data bank where the CASA potential is there, where that potential, looking at that potential, we are planning to open the branches. This entire 750 branches we are opening like that only. So that will also will help us in maintaining or the improving little bit, not so, we cannot assure you that we will steeply we will grow in this, but we can continue that. We don't want to lose the market what we have.
I agree with your numbers on quarter on quarter and Ka and Sa both. I have read the numbers. What I feel that aspiration with so much digital spend which you have done, so many new products have initiated, management is making so effort. I suppose the entire effort of last 2-3 years on digitization starts paying off Canara on much higher outcome. That's the only question I have. I'm not, my thinking is that
yes, sir, that definitely it has benefited the Canara Bank much higher than the industry, whatever the initiatives we have taken. But the only thing, whatever the initiatives we taken, unfortunately the regime is high interest rate regime. The now the tendency has started that rate cuts are coming from the regulator, so slowly we expect that in next 1 year the rate competition deposit rate also will cool down. Once that cool down, our efforts will give much more benefits. Whatever the efforts we have done in the investment in the technology or the product, the result, the better results we can see in the coming years. That's what I'm telling, sir.
Sir, current year, what would be our digital spend? And second thing, when we have a super abnormal profit in treasury this year, how do we intend to balance that treasury profit with what kind of other assets? Will we buy more corporate bonds which are lucrative, or how would we work on that aspect?
Mukherjee sir will answer you, sir.
Actually, in this year also, we have tried to increase our non-SLR book. So, and book profits by, transaction in that book. This year also, we will try to, repeat whatever we did, because our non-SLR book historically has been very low. So, that will be our strategy, as well as, last year we could churn our investment in, mutual funds and earn profit. This year also, market supporting, we will try to do that. So, whatever extra profits we earn by way of treasury income will be invested in these two portfolios, and we will try to and also in the equity market.
So the digital spend number, if you can elaborate, what are we likely to spend?
Sir, around 800 crores, sir.
Sir, thank you and all the best for the year to come.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Sushil ji.
Thank you, sir.
That was the last question for the day.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for all your closing remarks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you everyone for joining the call. This concludes the earnings call of Canara Bank.